Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
He's saying do that to me one more time. Do that to me one more time. Good morning.
Oh yeah, take
we'll
easy.
Have to go gently into that. Good night. Good morning. Yes.
That's a frightening run to begin with. There.
Yeah. I mean, there's no getting.
What can only be described as a ginger waddle.
There's no getting around it. I am. I'm in a strange state at the moment. I've got this very, very stiff tendon, and then I can still run it a little bit on it, but then it just stiffens up after. I'm in the stage where I'm trying to train for a long run, and any training I do hurts.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
Well, I was going to say, we really need to...
It's not great.
Just before we dig deeper into that, let us bring up to speed. It's our first run together in June.
Yes.
And eminently changeable. Sun to cloud, minute by minute. It might rain. We might get burnt. I don't know what's going to happen.
Who knows with this
one yet.
And
of course, it being our first of the month, we're on Hampstead Heath.
Yes.
To appreciate the high summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean...
just one of those things. It's like last week I ran for 2.5 hours on the Monday or Tuesday, and every step hurt.
Right.
But it was fine though. After a while, you just get used to it. But there's obviously an argument to be saying that's no good for you.
No.
But by the same token, I'm going to do Race of the Stones.
You are going to?
Yeah, if I'm walking, I'm doing Race of the Stones. I mean, you won't want to walk, but I'm doing Race of the Stones.
That's interesting.
I've taken time off and I'm doing it.
That's interesting.
Some people walk it, some whatever. I want to get into the stage where I can run most of it, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to have to be a very delicate balance of stretching, yoga, easing, not running too much, getting a couple of long runs. It's going to be a delicate... It's going to be a long way from ideal.
When it comes down to... Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's good to hear you say that. Morning Magpies, there's two there, two for joy.
Nice.
That's got to be for the best.
Good.
Because it's a month away. It's a month
yes,
away.
Yes, I know.
I think that... One does have to face up to it at this stage. You know, I've been... It's funny because...
Because you're on a rampage.
My training is much, probably more on point for kind of training plans and stuff. But I've been feeling really paranoid because my training plan is self-devised, somewhat jazzy, and loose.
Right.
And I've actually sat down, inspired again by Helen, good luck with your training, who said, I did two half marathons last week in the training plan.
Good idea.
Good to run the second one on tired legs, I think. Having a look at the training plans to
good idea.
Check my own training against it, you know, because...
Your back-to-backness.
Yeah.
Back-to-back ability.
I've been working the small blind, big blind, you know, sort of a long run and a long run or a long run and the less long run at the beginning of the week and then a park run at the end. And then I looked at my mileage. I'm on a kind of good mileage.
Yeah.
A lot of the training plans start from a point... where you're not doing nearly as many miles as
absolutely.
I was in the first place.
Absolutely, yes.
Which helps.
Yeah.
And And then there's the fact that you don't get as close to the ultra distance in the training plans as you would with the marathon.
No.
So it was really useful. And then the other thing is, I find some of the training plans just don't fit with the way I think about running.
Right.
You know, like every run, you're supposed to run faster a bit, then run slow for a bit, and then run really fast for a bit, and then run medium slow for a bit. I am not going to be thinking that much about my pace.
That's fair enough.
And don't get me wrong, I do. You know, I have at least 3 different speeds these days.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really sophisticated for me. But I don't think about them when I'm out.
And you're
trying
not
to get into a cruising headspace.
And you're not necessarily, irregardless of how messed up I am, you're not necessarily competing in the Race of the Stones. Or maybe you are. I don't know.
No.
What's your headspace about it?
I mean, that's really interesting. I'd like to, I suppose, what I'm playing for is for it to be within my power.
Yes.
To kind of get to the end of the first day and think, yeah, that was kind of what I expected.
Not feel
and
too
I still
crushed.
Feel myself.
Yeah.
I mean, funnily enough, the other day, I think just before we last spoke, when I came in for my 20-mile run, having done like 10 the day before, I think it was, I was really disappointed in myself.
Right.
That I felt it.
Right.
I really wanted to come home and go, yeah, 20-mile run, I can do that.
Well,
so that's the kind of mindset I'm going for.
Yeah.
Is to kind of get to, and of course I don't mean that on the actual Race to the Stones, but I just don't want to, I'd kind of like to avoid breaking myself on the wheel of it.
Yes, yeah, totally.
And in terms of how that works with pace, it's learning not to go off like it's in a race. But I think I've made sense of that to myself now. It really fits.
Right.
Again, all of this is C's ways of making it philosophical and soft nurture thinking rather than thinking in terms of numbers and minutes per mile, you know.
I mean, in terms of numbers, I keep getting it wrong in my head. I keep telling people it's 2 marathons back to back.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not.
No.
It's 230 miles back to back.
That's right. And of course, 6 miles.
This really is your thing of like, it's a 30 miler, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You put it into practice.
No, and that's really interesting you saying that, because that is exactly, it is my thing. And that is how to give you a guide around what's happening in my brain. Because I'm trying to throw away that marathonic, that's a good word, isn't it? Marathonic sense of running 20 miles. Whatever the logical way to run 20 miles flat out is,
right,
and then hanging in for another 6.
Yes.
That's why we say 10-10, you know, or it's the halfway stage or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to throw that sense of pushing yourself from the wall away.
Yes.
Start off, start as you mean to go on. So the 3-10s should be the same, 10-10-10, and then the next day 10-10-10.
Yeah,
and in that last, you know, 50 to 60 miles, with all realism about how it's definitely going to cost one way or another.
Yeah.
You want to be as close as possible to feeling like you did when you set out.
Yeah.
One of the things I read that really helped me was someone who said it's not how fast you run an ultra, it's to what extent you slow down.
Right, that's interesting.
So you've got to try and set off and maintain
in whatever
way a sensible pace that will last.
That sliding scale of like, obviously the slower you set off, the longer the whole thing's going to take, which is hard within itself.
Yes.
So it's I imagine it's a fine balance.
Yeah. Do you need to use this bathroom?
No.
So
the curse of marathonism, isn't it? The race element of it.
Yeah. Well, it's of course there is that you one maybe has to separate it out. 2 things. 1, I'm going to do it as fast as I can and get my best time. And 2, I'm going to get this thing over and done with as quickly as possible.
Yes, yeah.
They're very similar, but they're not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's like I've been experimenting with walking up hills.
Yeah.
Because there's a good conversation, a lot of people who've done
it. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of that.
People tend to say, you know, walk the hills because you'll save your energy. But building a relationship with that oneself, I think that what I need to do is to think of that as climbs.
Right.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
You know, if you're on a gentle 2-mile ascent, as a runner, you can really feel that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk it.
I'd never
get there.
Yeah.
But if there's a pull,
yeah, if it's
like
a real
steep, that climb up to there,
yeah,
I walk that, you know.
And you know,
so weirdly, I actually practiced this. This will sound absolutely ridiculous, but I was aware of that. I practiced it on the, what's the flattest thing you can think of? Towpath.
Right, okay.
Yesterday.
Okay.
And, but I, you know, there's just like a steep climb at the end, which I normally always would obviously just kind of get up on the balls of my feet and just run up and feel quite happy about.
Yeah.
I thought, this is exactly the kind of thing. Just walk up this.
Yes, yeah.
And save that energy. And I did it on an even smaller one by a lock. I thought, that's because I'm training myself not to freak out when it breaks stride, you know?
Yeah.
It's like weeks ago now, taking the map is good because sometimes you have to stop and look at it.
It's also worth thinking of it as you get tighter, more tight, walking up a hill might be faster than the pace you can run it.
Oh, absolutely, even when you're not tighter.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Yeah. Oh, I've never forgot them woman who beat me in a Cannock Chase 10K.
Right.
And she was so impressed with me going up the hill. But she was running with more sense than me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? She kind of, I ran past her and she was like, oh, I couldn't do that.
Right.
And then at the top, when we got on the flat, she ran past me and I never saw her again.
Yeah. And so, you said, I couldn't do that.
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, lesson learned. Or rather, lesson ignored for many years. And then paid attention too much later.
Do you mind if you, do a shorter?
Yeah, just because it's softer this way, but okay. Your choice, tendon.
But yeah, it's, as I say, it's going to be, like now, for instance, I'm in a bit of discomfort, but it feels okay. Do you know what I mean? It's all right. It's fine. It's sort of warming up a little bit.
It'll hurt when you're not running, right?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Are you doing a lot of driving?
Just a bit tight. I have been. It's up and down. I'm aware of that. I've got someone coming around to do some, to give me a sort of custom tailored yoga routine, who's come round and looked at my body.
It's that's part of a good idea.
It's part of a job. She works with like professional footballers. She's got to do a course.
Yeah.
She's using me as an example of a runner whose body's a bit gnarled up or whatever.
Take care though, make sure she doesn't just leave you doing 45 minutes of keepy uppies and then an interview full of cliches.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Keepy uppies are 2 hours.
Yeah. But she's coming around on Sunday to tell me.
See, 45 miles into the racing stones, catching a football on the back of your neck. Yeah. It's not helping, Paul.
She's seen the bits that need work, and she's devising a program. So that could be useful.
Yeah, that could be. That's really good. We'd like to know.
Yeah.
There's a nice soft side path here you should take. So we'll see. See, you wouldn't walk this, would you?
No, you wouldn't. No.
No, it's interesting to be in the heat from that point of view.
Yeah.
Particularly as we do know the ground. We've run the Ridgeway and it's up and down here.
Yeah.
But I think, to be fair, it's classic Rudolf Steiner stuff. Everyone who knows what they're talking about is saying, well, yeah. But I just have to find it for myself, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
The distinction between a hill and a climb.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And have you done any... apart from just dealing with your own discomfort and what that means for your concept of the thing, have you done any thinking about, have you done any running on trails? Have you done any?
No, I haven't. I just haven't been able to.
No.
I did that 2.5 hour run last week, and then I've had one 20-minute run since then.
And how far did you go in the 2.5 hours? Don't know.
13, 14 miles. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I felt fine, apart from the pain on every step.
Right.
And of course, you've got to be careful with that stuff, because if you're running off balance, it ricochets all around the body, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, look, this is filming something here. The Kenwood. This is a Henry James novel.
Wow.
Beautiful. Drink tea. There's lots of tea. Just going to get a picture. You take a break. Do one of your football yogas.
Ooh.
God, it's all happening, isn't it? What happened at the Kenwood? That's a terrible picture. It's just a picture of two parked cars. Get another one in a minute.
Some kind of festival happening.
Yeah, I think...
So, you know, it's a... I mean, obviously there's a school of thought that says you're an idiot, what you're doing, why are you even attempting to do it? The truth is, I really want to do it.
Yeah.
The truth is people do these events on many different levels.
Yeah.
The truth is some people will just turn up to walk it.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't
yeah.
be doing that. I'll be walking and jogging and whatever, yeah. you know. That sort
what
of
about the potential
a compo.
That you might really hurt yourself in the long term and not be able to do much running? It might affect your running for the foreseeable future.
I just don't think it will. I just don't think it's that serious.
Right.
It's
not that deep. As
it's not chronic. It's not chronic pain.
Yeah.
It's just a sort of gradual tightness of the tendon, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a long way from ideal, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not arguing. I'm not saying this is the way.
Yeah.
Line up. I'm going to go there. Line up in pain. Continuing pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Live in pain.
Well, you certainly got me worried.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They're not filming a film, they're building a stage.
Right, okay.
For the Heritage Live concert season.
Nice.
And I've been using my telescope to
work
it all
good
out.
For you.
And I saw a sign over there, it's like, oh, what's RAB? And I looked at it through the telescope. It's just the flag was flat round the other way.
All right. It's a bar.
Crack the code.
Yeah.
I saw a concert here in Kenwood House. Absolutely years ago. Fantastic. Yeah. It's one of those kind of London experiences, though, where when I came here then, I didn't know where I was.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Just never been here before, didn't have any kind of context.
Yeah.
Number of times we've run down here since then.
What a great place to come.
It's funny how...
Out of context, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just amazing the way life kind of fills in the map.
Yeah.
I remember my daughter saying that once. We saw a bus going over a bridge, and it was like, from a railway station.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's the road down past your school. And she went, whoa, my world just got smaller.
And how's, I'm going to tell you a story about a disastrous corporate soon, but you tell me how your room's
going. No, I want to hit
that. No, that's a tease. We've teased it.
Yeah. Well, in that case, remind me to tell you the story about me carrying the corpse across London.
All right.
Last time... I saw you, lots of running.
Yeah.
I went down to Brighton for the weekend. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And lovely gigs. And,
fantastic.
I did the Hove Park run.
Right.
And it was really good to do it after that one in Dolgellau. Remember last time I saw you?
Yeah.
Slightly disappointed with my speed on a lovely flat course, feeling quite fit, and had this real awareness that...
Thank you.
I'd miss the crowd, you know.
Right.
So I knew that Hove was another fast, flat course.
Right.
But I'd be surrounded by people. And then someone came up and said hello. And they said, Do you remember the 20-minute pacer who did it in like 2018?
Yes, yeah.
I never had a problem with that. But obviously...
Well, the guy who's not very good at his job, that one.
There it is. Well, that pacer is clearly still in disgrace.
Right.
It's been cancelled. They had pacers.
Never appearing public again.
They had an 18 pacer and a 22 wow. pacer and a 24 pacer.
An 18 pacer?
And there was a wow. shabby old guy...
That's unusual.
...in a hood sitting far away just gently weeping. So maybe that was him,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. With 2018 just pinned on his back.
But anyway, I went out fast.
Yeah.
Had a sense of the people around me and what they were
wait,
up
wait,
to.
Wait. Did you run to the start? Were you well rested?
I ran
very
hard.
What was the
factors? I was well rested.
What kind of factor? That's good.
High mileage.
Right.
But highest mileage earlier on in the week.
Right.
As discussed.
Yeah.
It was the, what is it? The park run took me to a 50-mile week.
Brilliant.
But I'd done the first 30 miles of that week on the Sunday, Monday.
Right.
So everything else was just short, chatty.
Gravy.
6 mile chatty runs and then a day off on the Friday.
Right.
And then I ran gently there, maybe half a mile at the most. And so very much the rhythm of what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah.
And I also noticed... I'm starting to get a bit less freaked out by people with pushchairs. Because I think if you've got the right pushchair and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just something to lean on while you're running really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. It can help if anything, yeah. You get some very fast people.
In fact, it makes
people.
It really easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's essentially those guys are cheats. I'm not just saying
that. Yeah. Push cheats, yeah.
But, I just got the mindset, you know. So I used the set off fast. I knew I was going fast.
Yeah.
Held on to it. And brilliant. I didn't feel like I was overthinking it. I was thinking I was having a better, and getting better at thinking about it without freaking myself out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was very similar to Dog Ethley, because it's one that's very easy to chunk down into 8 parts. You go up and then you're back and then you go down and then you're back.
Nice.
And, you know, just 8
that helps.
Sections. I don't know how long
that
they
helps.
Are, but it just breaks down very neatly. And as I got into the last leg, which is still... You're not right there. You know, you turn back and then you've got to go back to one more kind of building in the middle of the promenade before you can kind of see the finish line. And as I ran down there, I just knew that within my turns I was leathering it, even though I'm sure I was actually gently slowing down.
He's leathering it!
I could just feel myself
at full leather.
I was quite pleased to hear the voice in my head
Clackers
say,
out!
Clackers on the road!
Balls out!
Yeah,
I went balls out on it!
Balls on the promenade! But I thought to myself, you know what I'd really like is to lie down on the ground. And that's when I knew...
Yeah,
that I was giving it some.
Good for you, mate.
Yeah, and so I sort of held and ran on in, and then.
Brilliant.
Anyway, still, I mean, as I say, it's a very nippy park run. I've done it 3 times.
Yeah.
And the other 2 times were within 1 second of each other.
Wow.
And this one was 4 seconds slower than the fastest of those.
It was still, 2020, was it? 2021?
It was 2021, and it was the fastest park run I've done this year.
That's great.
And it was just specifically. It was a mental victory, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was as fit the week before, but I used what I had in context with knowledge, not ignoring myself, you know?
What's interesting to me is that I remember back in the early 30s, 1930s, when I was fit, I'd often find I'd run very fast.
Between the wars?
Yeah, very fast at the weekend. Yeah, wherever you want.
This way.
Very fast at the weekend, off a high mileage.
Yeah.
You're just strong.
Yeah,
you're just really strong, and you don't even know it.
As long as you take a moment for your breath, you're not actually kind of sleepy, tired, achy, tired.
Yeah, as long as you have a little rest on, you have a little rest on a Friday and don't overdo it on a Thursday. By Saturday, you're just really strong and a bit fresh, and you just got all that miles in your legs and running economy, and it's just
you're just
away, aren't you?
It's like that fast half marathon I had not that long after a marathon.
Yeah.
Years and years ago now. And you just assume that the marathon's going to knock you out for months and months and months.
Yeah.
And in a funny kind of way, it's complicated because in other ways it does.
Yeah.
It knocks out your training. Some elements of recovery are slow.
Yeah.
But that kind of residual fitness.
Yeah.
You turn around and go,
it
wait,
goes
a minute,
deep.
I'm
it really
strong.
Goes deep. Yeah.
Particularly once you've got your breath back. Not got your breath back, but you know, had a few good nights' sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, even my back-to-back marathons last autumn. I was amazed at how I felt in the second one.
Yeah.
2 weeks apart, right?
Yeah.
Really worried about that. Really thought it was a terrible idea. And
worked out.
Felt great.
Yeah.
So, so that was Hoof, lovely. And then I went to Radford-on-Avon. Very nice. Such a nice place to run. Although I was really planning on trying some ascent. But yeah. The towpath is very nice.
Right.
See, your problem is injured, can't really run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My problem is, haven't done that many hills. But, I did the towpath there, which is beautiful.
So, and this is just gigs, you're just following gigs, really?
No, this was a little kind
break.
Of working holiday.
All right.
Because we were supposed to be house-sitting and that fell through. And my daughter's right in the middle of her GCSEs.
See, I would say this would be a walk on the day.
Should yeah, good. Yeah, that works.
This is like a sort
I like
of,
it.
Just to give it an example.
You walk up it. I'll get a picture of you walking up it. And you tell me how it feels. He's walking up it.
It feels okay.
It looks good.
Feels just like...
Does it affect your gait? Do you want to kind of hunker down?
No, it feels like an energy saving trick for a long
time. Yeah, it's a prime example. Yeah. And you can just see like
this is steep. This
and
is
you can just
steep.
See the start and end of it, can't you? You get to the bottom of it there, top of it's there, it's a climb.
Yeah.
Walk the climbs.
And it's not like you walk it.
That's my little mantra there.
You're leaning in, getting your breath back.
Yeah.
Not the
But on the other hand, this is still
stretch.
But this is physical, isn't it? If you did this a lot,
you'd be tired.
Different muscles would ache. It's still aerobic. It's a different kind of aerobic exercise, which again is something I've read about. This, the other runners aren't saying stop and stroll up the hill.
No,
it's just use the machine in a different way.
Yeah, I think you've got a machine now as well.
Yeah, it's much
easier. As well as doing loads of training.
When you get a machine to do.
Sort of on the day with a machine. Did you not get it?
So. Just as we come off the top of that hill and start running again, I walked up this very short but very steep bit by a lock on the canal yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's it. I stopped. I can just start. I walked. I can run again. Well done, Rob. And at that moment, at the top of that little slope, I saw these two young cormorants just standing on the lock. It was a fantastic little nature moment.
Yeah.
So I stopped to take a picture. Well, or rather, didn't start again until I'd taken a picture. And then this lady talked to me, took my headphones out. She said, do you know what they are? And I said, oh, all right. And her and this young couple with their dogs turned around. Long story short, I gave a brief lecture on cormorants.
Right, yeah.
Do you think that's likely to come up during
the
race?
I think it might well.
Knowing me, they probably will.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of nature going on.
Will they dry their wings at all? Because historically, they haven't evolved to oil their own wings.
Loads of that. Could be why you're making a bit of coin out of that.
Cormorant coin. Thanks very much. My Just Giving page is...
I'm running it with that guy in the distance. Yeah, walking. Yeah, the injured guy.
Yeah, the man crawling in the past.
That guy yelping. Yeah.
We're going to have to think about... It's going to be getting any walkie-talkies if we're going to record it together.
Yeah. That could be... That could be quite funny, actually.
Could be done.
Yeah.
We've done it before, for goodness sake.
Yeah, we'll do that. We can do that.
That's the least of our worries, but we'll
work
it out.
Yeah, it is the least of our worries, yeah. We need to actually 100% confirm, or maybe just I do, entry for the 2 day.
Yeah, I have confirmed that, and I've created a team. You've been invited to join.
Right, okay, brilliant.
So it's just you who needs to open the old email inbox.
Right. Okay.
I've told them I'm vegan.
Right,
you know.
Okay.
Deering's up to speed.
Preparations are apace.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you want to tell me about the corporate yet? I was telling you about Bradford-on-Avon.
Yeah.
And, it was a working holiday. Everyone was working, especially my daughter, still revising. She was very good. But it was nice. We chilled out then. And, of course, as listeners know, I went for a run with brilliant Renee McGregor, who's just written this book... More Fuel You.
Right.
I talked to her about that, and it was really good. She's just so...
So what was her angle?
Her angle is that she's a top sports dietitian. She works with athletes, footballers, ballet dancers.
Brilliant.
And she's also worked with disordered eating.
Right.
Which, of course, it's an angle, and it's... I don't know. Obviously, that in itself is a serious issue.
Yeah.
But also, it gives you a sense of the wider thing of everything that's good can also be bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it was brilliant.
Absolutely.
And dipping into her book, she's so... It's that same conversation we keep having. It's really nice and worthwhile talking about what works and what doesn't, whether it's food, training, fuel.
Yeah.
I said food and fuel. Shoes yeah. was the other one I was going to
right.
say. But it's so important to remember that what works for someone, for one person,
doesn't work for
someone
else.
Could literally be disastrous for someone else.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That energy block that you love might make me puke.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a little metaphor for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's really good to talk to someone who's coming at it from a professional point of view, but absolutely maintaining that sense of how whatever we do, it needs to be so bespoke. You
humility
know?
Before the individual, isn't it?
Yeah, just, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think it's really worth having that, and hopefully people appreciated hearing that from a professional. When in the age of the internet, you know, a number of things you read where that offer you comfort by saying, this is what you need
There's
to do.
So much prescriptive advice.
Absolutely prescriptive,
yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, and it was a lovely run, and she was a really nice person, so that was really good.
Awesome.
And I would tell you about all the great responses we've had from the listeners, but they haven't heard it yet.
Right.
I'm just slipping outside time,
that's
like Doctor Who.
That's a little tease.
And in the future, I've got some lovely messages. It's not a little tease, though, because they haven't heard this yet.
Right. It's a retro tease. It's a callback.
Anyway, how did the rest of the stones go?
About 4 months ago, someone rang who I used to do CSE shows. Well, she got in touch on Facebook Messenger.
CSE is a decompression for the troops coming home.
Yeah, and also out in Iraq and
oh,
Afghanistan
and
all sorts.
FOB and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just all sorts. And she got in touch on Facebook Messenger saying, I run a company that books acts for corporate events.
Yep.
Do you want to do it? I said, get in touch with my manager. I got in touch with my manager, said, I really don't want to do this. but if they...
You were just being diplomatic.
Yeah, but if you know, if they offer a lot of money, then I just will, because we everyone knows the current situation.
Yeah.
We all like money.
Yeah.
And so they did. They offered, like, old-school corporate money to do it.
So you had to say yes.
So I said, yeah, I had to do it.
Yeah.
And it was for... It was the Vape Awards for the vapers.
Right.
For people who make vapes and different flavours. And
oh, great.
That was the point. I didn't really know who it was until the day of it, and I started to get a bad feeling at that point. young, funky
Before
vape.
Then, it was all up in the air.
Yeah. Well,
and then
yeah,
you smoked them out.
It was, you know, young, funky vape, millionaire entrepreneurs... Very global.
But so lucky, because that is so you.
Yeah, sort of party crowd. Just my kind of, you know, just the kind of people just crying out for warm, northern family-based comedy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're always puffing on some weird kind of strawberry mix.
I love
my
vape.
Experience.
Got there, and then when the organisers say it's hard work, you know, it's you know, there's a problem. Got there, there was an initial...
Where was it? Where in the world?
It was at... some hotel around the NEC in Birmingham, around there, one of those hotels.
Yeah, I've done conference there, yeah.
Yeah, straight, you know, there's always an element of stress, but I put my suit on. Hilarious optimism.
Yeah.
I put my suit on the afternoon of the gig. I haven't worn this suit for years.
Yeah.
And I had a look at my jokes. And
did you have a look at your suit?
I had a look at my suit. The suit looked good. I felt sharp. You know how crazy you get as a stand-up? I thought... You know, if this goes well...
Could be good.
I'll probably do more corporates. Do you know what I could do with some...
Get back into
the,
this.
Just
yeah,
do
yeah,
more
yeah.
corporate. Why
yeah.
not? This could be the start of, like, more... I'm a good actor. Yeah. You know, and I went to the Birmingham Glee before on the night of the gig to do a club gig. Really funny.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is great. Just so I wasn't at the gig...
I'm
over,
at home, I do my stuff, yeah.
So I wasn't overthinking it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was just... I arrived on a gig vibe.
And the Birmingham Glee Club is a club for professionals. You've got to know what you're doing to have a nice gig in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very easy gig, as we said. Considerably easier than the Vape Awards 2022. And got there. Apparently, there'd been a speech about mental health before the awards had started.
Yeah.
That they'd all ignored. Mm-hmm. Then the awards started. They all ignored the awards.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on between courses. They say, welcome, Paul Tonkinson, comic. Just no... No attention at all.
No, no.
Just not a second's focus.
As if it's really weird because these people do organise these things, and as if it was they weren't hard enough for all kinds of reasons, like to do with demographics,
yeah, yeah.
and stuff. The number of times they basically schedule you as an interval.
Yeah.
You think, why am I here?
But it was just like, it was almost, the only people laughing were the people who ran the awards company who was sponsoring the event, who'd sort of booked me.
Yeah.
Literally two people at the front in a room of like 500 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most on the phone, a lot of chatting, a lot of ignoring.
Yeah.
And that, there's not much you can do after a while. You sort of do your stuff as if you're having a decent gig.
And the sad
whilst knowing that you're not.
Yeah, and also the listeners might think, well, it's okay, you just live through it. But part of it is, there'll always be a contingent there who think that's on you.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you'd been amazing, you'd have had everyone's attention.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't work like that. You need context.
But there's also a part of your mind that thinks, don't know, I mean, maybe there was something I could have done. But you end up... There were screens at each side with me on it, and you end up pointing at, look at that guy dying on stage. You end up heckling yourself,
if it's
trying to be funny with it. You know,
the last time I did a corporate in Birmingham, well, A, it was a corporate, but it was for charity, so I think I took a significant pay cut.
Right.
It was a big deal. It was a big charity event. There was lots going on. There was an auction.
Yeah.
I was hosting, so I did loads of bits and bobs.
Right.
I had to lead games, all this kind of stuff. And no one listened at any point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not true. At one time in the whole evening, a guy who was like an ambassador for the charity got on.
Right.
And he got their attention for about 5 minutes.
Right.
By telling a story that had back-to-back terrifying emergency dental work.
Right.
And then terrifying, like, tear-inducing child abuse.
Right.
And that's nice. What made that... Everyone felt they ought to listen to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice, nice.
But then...
it's a funny little...
When I came back on and wanted to do a joke about my trousers falling down, that's when they started talking again weirdly.
It's a funny little experience. And it wasn't that bad because I've been doing it so long and you can sort of... You can almost relax during it because you know you're getting paid. I'm not going to do anything to not make them pay me. I'm not going to start swearing and bugging out and going mental.
No, no, no.
And at the end I said...
Just do your time.
At the end, I said,
it's
listen.
You say do your time, but it's like, it does sound like prison, doesn't it? When you say just do your time.
Well, I mean, and also 20, 25 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
When you've got no attention at all.
Yeah. That's
do you know, it's quite a long time, that.
Oh, yeah. It's certainly, burning your material at a rate of, you did about an hour's worth of jokes in that time.
You just do your stuff and then comment on how badly it's gone before launching into the next bit's inevitable death.
Yeah.
And I said at the end, at least I haven't ruined your night. I mean, no one's paid me any attention. You all seem to be having a good time. I'm just sorry I couldn't contribute to it in any meaningful way. And then off, you know.
Yeah.
And then they all go, I'm so embarrassed. They're so rude. I'm so... I'd literally... 10 minutes later, I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
It's just the vapor wards.
It's a bit of a spa treatment, really. Sort of lightly chastening.
It's just... I'll never do it again. It's doubt. But what was funniest to me... was the optimism in the afternoon of like, yeah, I'm going to do loads of corporates.
Yeah, this
And then 3 hours later, you're thinking, I never want to do another corporate in my life, you know.
That's right. And of course, the other thing is, the backstory to that is, you've lived that entire story before.
Yes, of course. Here we are again. Yeah.
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 Brilliant.
So yeah, it's just funny. It's just bizarre, isn't it? And then the next day, you're back at the Birmingham Glee with really nice people having a really nice gig.
Yeah, who was there with you?
Joe Enright.
Lovely Joe Enright.
Was gigging.
Here we go, this is another climb, so we're going to walk up to the ridge.
Right, okay, yeah, good idea. Yeah, it was...
This is our best, the most committed bit of ultra training is the bit where we
walking.
We really got it.
It was really... and then this weekend I went to Josh Howie's kids' bar mitzvah. Because Rudy was dancing at the evening do.
Brilliant.
Just a really nice little...
Josh has got loads of kids. He's
got five kids,
Was that the oldest?
He's the eldest, Maudie, yeah. So
God, that's a change.
I imagine I'll be going to a lot of them. But
Well, it depends. How did you behave?
You'd be
you might
okay.
have a lifetime
we got
ban.
Away with it. Yeah. We got away with it. It was just a real nice insight into a different faith community. It was good fun, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
I did... Oh, I can connect that. I did... do you remember Eugene Cheese, the...
Yes,
Comparing
of course,
the Chuckle
of course,
Pop.
Yeah.
He booked me when I was very new.
Yeah.
Very new. He got it into his head that I was great, which is nice of him.
No.
I was a strong new act, so given that.
You're a good act. But that's fair enough.
He kind of made me unpopular
fair enough deduction.
In the community by saying, no one's ever allowed to go from 10 minutes to 30 minutes to the Chocolate Club.
Right.
Except Rob Deering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got me booked into...
He made you a tall poppy.
That's right. And he also got me booked into the Birmingham Glee, where I struggled and everyone went, you're not ready
right,
for that.
Right, yeah, yet. Yeah, so okay.
Anyway, the other thing he did is he booked me for what seems well paid at the time, but I think it was probably about 5% of what we'd ask for now. A bar mitzvah party in Palmer's Green.
Or one of those where you later realise that the guy booked you is taking way more money than you.
Yeah, that's right.
One of those gigs.
And it was in a primary school in the kind of kitchen area.
Right.
Not very... Not
showbiz.
That, not that showbiz.
Yeah.
And I think I was supposed to do like 40 minutes.
Again.
And honestly, it was the opposite because I was that young. I thought, oh yeah, well this will be all right.
Yeah.
And...
massive error. If you've got any doubts,
you don't know that's such a long time.
Yeah.
For that gig.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just started off. And the thing is that they'd also booked me because I was perceived as nice. And
nice guy. Nice guy, Rob.
I hadn't really looked at my own set.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, yeah, yeah, I am nice. And I just kept getting to punchlines and thinking, whoa. Oh, God, I can't say that.
This isn't nice.
Yeah. That was an amazing gig. And I'd only been going about a year.
That's a tough gig. 40 minutes, tough crowd, running away from your own punchlines because they're not nice.
But it's funny also, because everyone, whatever your job is, if you're listening now, you know all the cliches. Tough crowd, available for bar mitzvahs and children's parties. We've been living that dream.
Yeah.
And it isn't really a dream. Look how beautiful it is where we are.
Beautiful, yeah.
Funny enough, I brought my little... telescope, because I thought we might be walking a bit, and I keep forgetting it, and it's a great time of year for birds, and I haven't seen any, but this is where I saw a green woodpecker standing in the grass, kind of crying like a bird in a fairy tale.
Was he training for an ultra? Was he?
Yeah.
Halfway through.
Well, he wasn't very well trained for me. He just bullishly said he'd do it anyway, and he was kind of...
I'm doing it!
He's doing it on stumps.
Yeah. Come away, Paul, come away. I'm doing it. Said we're going to do it. I'm doing it.
That's the Tonkinson training plan. This is a photo we weren't expecting on that calendar. Said I'm doing it. I'm doing it. ambulance arriving in the background.
Weren't you telling me once about a friend of yours who just didn't do any training and did like a 100-mile run or something?
Yeah, it wasn't a 100-mile run. It was the London Marathon.
Right.
He did loads of training on his bike.
Right, okay.
And the doctor said... that's the worst thing you could have done.
Right.
He said, you've got flat feet. You can't run. He said, I've got a London Marathon in a fortnight. He said, okay, you can do the London Marathon. But after that, you must never run again. He said, all right,
good idea.
Did the London Marathon, went straight to the pub, downed a pint of bitter. It's another training plan that I can't recommend to anyone.
I'm doing it. Did I tell you about... George's triathlon experience?
No, did you?
Yeah, he did a. He went to Blenheim Palace.
Oh, lovely! Yeah,
and did a triathlon. It was a 750-meter swim, 12-mile on a bike, and a 5K run at the end.
Yeah, I've looked into that triathlon,
and he really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
he really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed going there and giving him over-involved advice.
Right,
as you'd imagine about the transitions, etc.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, him and a friend did it. He only trained for like 3 weeks for it.
Yeah.
Really strong swim, rubbish on the bike, finished really strong on the run.
Yeah, but he's going to do more. There's no one who's really, and indeed Murakami says this as well, no one's equally good at all three things.
No.
Well, maybe if you win triathlon.
But the bike seems to be the one where you can make the most, just because it takes longest as an event, you know.
Yeah.
He lost 11 minutes to his mate on the bike.
Right.
And his transitions were rubbish.
And no one was listening all the time he was up there. Yeah. So anyone in from Wobbles?
Getting from the swim to the bike took
him
ages.
Using one of those hired Santander bikes was probably a mistake.
Yeah.
Look at this today. We've just... oh, look, there's a Kestrel.
Nice.
Just as you get to the top here, the sun's just come out. It's breezy and sunny. And
but I was...
just...
I found it all... I mean, all events are inspiring, aren't they? I found it very inspiring to go there to this triathlon. It was really good fun. I can see that's something I could possibly do. The only thing that turns me off it is all the gear.
Yeah,
it's just bikes and gear, and it attracts a certain kind of gearhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially around the bikes. That's just not who I am. You know,
no,
it's just not my mentality.
Right, absolutely.
But I could see I could just see the fun in it, you know.
Yeah, me too.
The drama of it.
I'm always a little bit confused. Not confused.
You'd be good at it, because you're a strong swimmer, aren't you?
Why you say that? That's what I was just going to say. I used to be a strong swimmer, and I find it depressing when I actually swim. How bad? I've just lost it.
Right.
You know, I swim like a I could probably get it back, but I'd have to kind of retrain, almost relearn.
Right.
And the fact that I was like, you know, swimming for the school.
Yeah.
But when I was basically a different person, does that make it easier or harder to retrain?
You couldn't swim for the school now.
I couldn't because I'm too old.
Yeah, that would be a real problem. Yeah. Yeah. Rob's here to swim for the school. I beg your pardon.
Swim away from the school. Yeah. And swim with the school. The fishes. You guys can all breathe down here.
Look at the kids. Look at
that's why my triathlon would go. By the way, when Paul said, look at these kids, look at these enfants, he wasn't characterising me swimming at school.
I did the reading intervention yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these kids are just absolutely angelic. It's like, this lad, and he turns and comes to me with his, like, glasses and his hair and his... These eight-year-olds, I'll tell you, they're so perfect.
Yeah, yeah,
There's something about the spirit that I find it gives me such a rush, you know.
Well, it's that particular age as well, when kids aren't tots anymore, but they're not teenagers yet.
They're still curious
so
and
much potential,
funny.
So curious, so smart.
Yes, absolutely.
They're brilliant people.
Yeah, he was really good.
Except the idiots, they can sort of...
Well, I mean, there's four, and there's one of whom I've got absolutely no control over whatsoever. Just treats me with total disrespect. It's a real... It's a tough 20 minutes.
Future in the vape industry.
Yeah. I've actually seen footage of me at the Vape Awards.
had it shown, but you ignored it and talked all the way through it. Hey, listen, I've got to tell you,
go on,
before we get to the end of our run. So when we went to Bradford-on-Avon, I came back and I had loads of stuff. I had a rucksack, big rucksack,
right,
to make it easier for us to travel.
Yeah.
But we'd actually taken kind of quite a lot of food and even more drink, lots of drinking.
Yeah.
Heaviest rucksack ever. And I hoiked it up. I said to the kid, that's as heavy as a person. And luckily, it's a really good rucksack. And I got it, once it's strapped on, it kind of is bearable.
It's going to stay there.
But like, just picking it up and getting on my shoulders, like, wow, this is preposterous. Anyway, we came back into town. Jubilee weekend, right? We came into Paddington.
Yeah.
Loads of people there, all arriving, flags, all this stuff. And I went to Lou. Turned around away from that. I was like, oh, someone's having trouble. It was like dots of blood on the floor. Anyway, it became clearer and clearer as we travelled across London that my rucksack, which was the weight of a person, was leaking beetroot juice. Long story short, if you read anywhere a man was seen using the crowd cover in London to transport a corpse in the rucksack.
Podcast, presenter, piece of dismembered something. Was moonlighting in body disposal. Audacious. Bringing a body to London on Jubilee weekend.
It was absolutely terrifying.
Did you enjoy the platinum celebrations, Rob? Did you watch them?
Congratulations, Mum. Here's Lynn. No.
I saw him on Saturday night when I got in from the old bum. I really enjoyed it, actually. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, some good stuff.
I must say. Bit of a totter today. Not too bad. The thing about today
is... How far have we gone? Yeah, give us the review. Today, see, for me, this is almost literally a day off.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because I did half a marathon yesterday and half a marathon the day before.
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
And I'm going to go long tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So to me, it's like I could have tried to run here, really wrecked myself, and then run back and just been in loads of pain.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have to take it a little bit gradually.
Yeah.
And just try and look after my body and train it to the extent.
Yeah, I suppose what I'm saying is you're kind of saving.
I've got to really listen to
and
it.
And then expect the pain on the save the pain for the day, parakeets.
Oh my goodness, beautiful.
Brilliant. They look like spaceships, beautiful. Bright green.
Well, we'll have a little coffee, shall we?
And coffee. Yeah, and
yeah, and just try and look after myself, do this yoga.
The other thing is, there's other stuff I haven't told you about. That's the other thing you get when you're that
guy's. Well, no, tell us now. Come on, tell us now.
I did another park run. Did Highbury Fields park run. A bit slower, I think maybe because the hills are slightly disappointing myself, but still a good time. I felt like, again, I was accessing my power, you know. 2038, that was
nice.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Nice run.
And I wasn't doing comedy gigs at the weekend. I was doing a Stokey Lit Fest.
Oh, I saw
book
bits of
events.
All right, how was that?
Exciting.
Talk about that. Was that good fun?
Yeah, I mean, on the Friday, I was very much there supporting Ardlow Hanlon. So I knew before I got there, I thought, I'm going to have to... You know, it's almost like the opposite.
I was expecting very little. Yeah.
Because I knew that they were there too. But then neither of us are supposed to be doing jokes.
Right.
So I haven't got that pressure to be funny.
Yeah.
But equally, they're not...
Equally, you want to be a bit funny.
Particularly want to hear about my book or
anything
that's not to do with Father Ted.
Right.
Anyway, he couldn't come, so it was only me. And I told them all about my book, and they were very polite. And then the producer of Father Ted got up and told some Father Ted stories, and that was hilarious.
So, right, okay.
Thank goodness for her. But then I went to a kind of book panel thing on the Sunday and talked about writing and books. And I honestly think, like you say, impressive to be funny, I honestly think I made it more serious than right, everyone else. Because it was such a luxury to not be the joker. That I was saying, another conclusion I've drawn. And it was like a sort of comedy event. That's why they invited me. So if you like a bit of comedy with your books and you came to see me and it was all a bit serious, I can only apologise. But sounds it is fun. Nice talking about books.
Sounds good fun, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. Sounds great, yeah.
And, and then 2 half marathons, because that's what Helen said. So I'm trying to do my long runs, like basically do it a bit like marathon training, except with loads of making sure you're slow, making sure it's hills. On the long runs, trying the fueling. And I've now, my longest runs in the week, trying to do them both on consecutive days.
Good idea.
I haven't quite worked out what the longest of those runs is going to be. Mm. Am I going to run 2 marathons back to back?
I wouldn't do that.
No, I would not do that. Plus.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I won't. Yeah, I'll do that fairly soon if you're going to do them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It'll be in the next fortnight.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're a month out, it'll be within the next week and a half.
Yeah.
But one of the training plans, the longest training run was 30K. Mm. But that was from no miles at all. So
yeah, you're well up. You're absolutely kicking it, mate.
Yeah. And I cycled the other day, killed my knee. It was a disaster. No more cycling, no more frisbee. That's where I got all my injuries. But it was lovely.
It's time to focus in on it. Yeah,
frisbee, cycling, and beer can wait till after the stands.
Well, I focus on survival.
Ambulance, hospital, and long-term possible never recovery.
You triathlon,
Then I'm going to get into triathlon.
I'm doing it.
It's all carprets and triathlons from here on in.
I'll never do another corporate in my life.
Sun it up,
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.